Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control, Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 136.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. The Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink. And Jeff, our good friend Bill from down in Pennsylvania, will be right up behind me.
Okay, KD2FPM and K3CFE, KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right, yeah, good evening, Jeff, and hello to everyone on board. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. Check my temperature. It looks like we've got about 67 degrees on the outside, some clouds overhead, and had some mixed clouds and sun today for a while, so it was kind of a gorgeous day, actually. So I'm hearing rumors by about the middle of this week to the latter part of the week, the heat and humidity will start to move in, and we'll start to feel more like summer and maybe even some chances of thunderstorms over the Memorial Day weekend. So do keep an eye to that as people will be out and about enjoying their camps as we kick off the 2016 summer season. So with that, I'll stay 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, I saw that same forecast. In fact, I got an alert from Weather Channel there on the app. They're expecting a very hot June and July. The LD, I can never remember which one's which. There's a big long report about it, so we'll see if that works out. But I'm ready for some heat. I don't know about anybody else. Okay, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, K3TFE, Bill Warndale, what's going on tonight?
Roger. Hey, Fat, Dumb, and Happy here. We're inside, and we watched a special edition of 60 Minutes. What a crazy world we live in. It's about 50-some degrees here. The sun came out early, later in the morning, and it popped out a while and it popped back in, and then in the afternoon, early afternoon, we had some sunshine again, and then the old rain came back. So hopefully maybe tonight will rain a little bit more, and maybe tomorrow will dry out again. But it's been cool and damp here. Yeah, that's the best I can describe it. Hey, we're not going to hold the repeater down. We'll give it back to you. Top of the hat to everybody. I get my hat. And everyone have a good evening from KA3TF and a B. Over.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you there. And, yeah, I think we're all going to get a little bit of heat here pretty soon. So half the weather reports are right. So, okay. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
F2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
KC2QQR.
KC2NBU.
N2OIQ.
We got five more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. The temperature is 58 degrees. Temperature range today was 51 to 75. We had a very, very bad thunderstorm around 6 o'clock. In fact, Peter, before I left to you, I ran into it on the way home. Had a couple of good real lightning claps here, and now I got no more internet, so you can't call customer service there at Frontier until 7 in the morning. So 7 tomorrow morning after the up early and on their case right away. And I don't know if the internet got zapped somewhere where the switching station is down there with Greg, or if it got over the box out here got zapped. I don't know, but definitely I got no internet. I'm able to make, by the way, Pete, I am able to make DVDs and that with this thing. Can't go on the internet to find out anything because I've got no internet right now. I'm going to be trying the printer as soon as this other DVD I made was finished playing back. With that, we'll say God bless, 73 and 2 PFM clear.
Here, so I'm hoping it stays up that way. I remember Frontier, and I remember that issue all the time. Couldn't wait to get something else, and they finally did. So anyway, all right. Thanks, George. Thanks for catching or checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, I didn't think to listen earlier, but anyway, I decided here, well, you know, it hasn't rained all day, the grass should be reasonably dry, maybe I'm going to get this grass cut. And, of course, just about when I started to get the lawnmower out, I heard a little thunder, and that's okay. And I'll cut it anyway, and then there was a couple of raindrops. I made about three passes, and it started raining, and so I quickly put the lawnmower away, and I'll have to wait, you know, tomorrow night after it dries out for a day. It's like, I think they're still saying it's supposed to be dry tomorrow. The back is getting kind of high. I got the front done. So I have to do that. I've been kind of pulling dandelions, or at least the ones that are turning the seed. I grab the tops and try to catch all the seeds, and you know, so that before they blow away. But that's, I guess it's better than nothing. The front, I actually dug a lot of them up. The back, so I'm probably going to not take the time. I'm just going to cut everything. They'll come back up, but catch before they go to seed. At least maybe they don't spread as much. Been playing around with D-Star. That's a little bit of a diversion today from getting real work done. And boy, it just seemed like the time went pretty fast. I did get a few things done, a little cleanup. And I'm pretty well, as far as getting computers back to people, I'm pretty good on that. But boy, I've got a whole list of things to do that aren't, you know, concrete computer work. And that stuff is always harder to do. It's really easy if you could just focus on, I have this computer I have to fix, or I have this network I have to go set up, or whatever it is. But some of the other things, I've got a lot of things. I've got actually Windows 10 to put in a couple of mine, and then some laptops. I think I'm going to just put Linux. I'm going to put a or Zorin, I don't know which. Zorin is kind of a little more, looks like Windows for the average user. Ubuntu is pretty close, but it's a little closer to Ubuntu, so there's a little more documentation that fits, although it doesn't all fit because it's a little different. But I wouldn't put Ubuntu in these older ones, and they don't have enough RAM and they don't have enough graphics. But in other lighter weight distributions work really well. So I really want to get going on that and see if I can maybe sell some. I mean, they make an ideal computer for somebody who's just basically on the internet, or maybe one that you want to have the grandkids play with without having to fix it every time they leave or whatever, or you know, kids to do the school research on, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I didn't go spend much money at the HamFest yesterday. I spent a whole $10, bought a programming cable that should work with my older Yaesu transceivers, and had to try that. And other than that, I guess not too much new going on. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. And yeah, I know how that goes. Computers there. In fact, I'm going to be forced to upgrade here soon, and I don't want to. But what are you going to do? All right, take it easy. KC2QR, Chuck. Good evening. What's up?
KC2QR. Oh, good evening, everyone. It's about 60 degrees over here in Vernon. Not too bad of a day. It didn't start raining until, I don't know, around 6:30, and right when we were cooking out on the grill, we actually made chicken shish kebabs. Came out real good. And as soon as we pulled on inside, it started raining outside, so it was perfect timing, if you know what I mean. But other than that, just did some stuff around the house, just relaxed and enjoyed the day. It was definitely beautiful out there. So anyways, everyone have a good evening and good day tomorrow, 7-3. And back to Net Control, KC2QQR.
All right, Chuck. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll talk with you here again. KC2FU, Ray. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. I'm just returning some emails, and let's see, what do we got? We got 58 degrees still. We've had on and off drizzle all day. About ready to call it a night.
All right, Ray. Stay dry up there, and we'll catch up with you later. The N2OIQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and Milton, and that's this evening, N2OIQ here. Well, we got, 56 degrees at the present time. Really nice day out today. The sun was shining for a while, and then it clouded up and rained a little bit, and then the sun was shining again for a while, and then finally, fall up again and rain. We didn't get too much rain here. I think we got 10 or 100 in it. But we didn't get no thunder here, though, or lightning. I was inside here, but I didn't have to hear anything go by. So, but it could have been, further north. But anyway. And we got our detail done for another year with St. Peter's Festival at Fairgrounds of Lavo and our night duties, so we're all set for that, and we should get packed up and get ready to go camping middle of the week for Memorial Day weekend up here to Whitaker Fire Cave, and it's only going to be a really good weekend for camping. Temperatures are supposed to be in the 70s, maybe go 80s, I guess there's a chance of rain over the weekend, next weekend, possibly thunder showers, but off and on. I don't think it's going to be a steady thing, but who knows. But anyways, we'll make the best of it regardless. So. Okay, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And 201, you're clear.
All right, Dan. A little static there, but I think we got most of what you were saying. And, all right, well, have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. Hey, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Center. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'm not close to Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Bill, George, Pete, Chuck, Ray, and Dan for checking in tonight. Stay 73, is anyone listening in? 82 AIT, clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, this is KA3TFB, we're signing off. Good evening to all. Stay dry.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echo Link system. As always, thank you for use of Echo Link. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. I'm not sure if I'm going to be NCS or if My fire chief, Matt, will be NCS, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully one of us will be there, because I know we have an officers meeting tomorrow night. So do hang tight. Someone will try to get in and hang out with you guys. Until then, 73 KD2FPM will be clear.
Good evening, this is Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot, KD2DXF, Matthew located in Utica. Doing a call up on the phone for a repeater tonight for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, and of course all stations are welcome. Stations, come now please.
I got Kilo Alpha 2 Juliet Foxtrot Uniform. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Roger.
Thank you for your check-in. This is Acton.
KC2NB, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for your check-in. This is Acton. The Kilo Alpha station that checked in first, can you come back with your phonetics again? Apparently didn't get that correct.
Kilo Alpha 2, Juliet Foxtrot Uniform.
That's what I added as Golf, not Juliet. Thank you for that correction. This is Acton looking for any further stations. This is Acton. Last call for Acton. This is KD2DXF. Thank you for the stations that checked in. This is KD2DXF. Back to the W2 MR repeater.